The opinion was very cleverly written. That is one fact that's very important to this case. The other fact is that the Obama administration has been every bit as ham-handed and clumsy as the Congress in going down this road of trying to militarize the U.S. justice system. And frankly, I think it's shameful for a president who is a former constitutional law scholar and campaigned on being a civil libertarian to engage in this. And they made a couple, the administration made a couple of critical litigation errors. First of all, they didn't call any witnesses at the trial we held in federal district court in Manhattan. They wouldn't put on any witnesses who could have explained why, for example, it was important to have these provisions of the NDAA or why it was defensible or it could have been narrowly construed, but no witnesses. That was their number one decision. But the most devastating part of what happened with the government is when Judge Forrest cross-examined herself, the government attorneys, and repeatedly asked them, can you give assurances to these journalists, to these activists, to these writers, to Noam Chomsky, to Daniel Ellsberg, that they will not be prosecuted under the NDAA? And time after time after time, the answer was, we cannot give such assurances. We cannot give such assurances. As soon as the government made those representations in court, it was game over, because at that point, under applicable law, it's reasonable for the plaintiffs to fear prosecution under the NDAA, and that gives them standing. And that's why the opinion was so not just thorough, but based on a very comprehensive record.